This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I can tell you that I can go old school with you about school lunches versus what it looks like today.
What do you mean?
I mean, you didn't have the choice you have today about school lunches back in the 1980s.
Right.
I mean, they had what they had. Mm-hmm. Monday was this. Tuesday was this.
Yeah, that little calendar print.
You'd have no salad bar. You didn't have. Now, I mean, I remember when pizza and milkshakes arrived.
Yeah.
That was the alternative. The first alternative.
You had milkshakes?
Yes, we had. At Eisenhower High School in 1984, if you didn't want to do the daily lunch, you could get a slice of pizza, kind of a thick slice, and a milkshake.
Ooh.
And that was a huge improvement.
Yeah. I would have eaten that every single day.
We did.
I literally would have eaten that every day.
The mystery meat?
Yes.
And today, if you go to Eisenhower High School, there's islands of food.
Of options, yeah.
Right?
That came around when I was in high school.
So you got a CNN salad bar. You got, but it wasn't quite what it is today, was it?
We at MacArthur, we ended up having like... Here was the equivalent of like a Subway line where you could make your own sandwich. And then you'd have the hot food line, which would be the standard, what was on the menu with some staples. And then you would have like a pasta line. And then there was a little room that had like chips and sodas and almost like a gas station where you could get a hot cheeseburger or something out. So, yeah, that really started to come about then.
And now it's like an old country buffet, you know, where you've got the Italian bar. Yeah. You've got the, I mean, and that's great. I'm not one of these guys going, well, we did. Good for them. I wish I had had it. And so I'm looking at BuzzFeed yesterday, and it's not anything that really ever occurred to me. You know, I've been to a lot of places, and what I have learned about a lot of places is if you go try to Americanize it, you're going to hate it. You got to lean into what they are. People talk to me forever about how bad the food was in Ireland. Well, that's because we have a bunch of dumb Americans trying to find American food there. If you eat food the way the Irish eat food, it's good. But you got to like get into their culture.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at why people want to travel halfway around the world to find a Walmart. I just don't understand that.
I can remember heading to Oklahoma and we were staying in a hotel and across the
was there a
hotel.
Surrey involved?
There was a typical chain restaurant. And I was like, I did not drive with my two kids in the car for 10 hours to go eat at a restaurant that I can go down the road here and eat. I want to eat something different. A mom pa place.
And let me break this down for you. You want to soak in the culture of wherever you go. And going to Bubba Gump's isn't that.
But I do love Bubba Gump's.
Bubba Gump's is good.
I do love Bubba Gump's.
But it's not. I mean, you get people in Hawaii lined up. You're sitting on the ocean.
I only go there because that was one of my favorite movies. I have to get a t-shirt. But I don't necessarily have to eat there. I can just go into the gift store and get my t-shirt.
If you're in Lahaina.
Yes.
On the island of Maui.
No.
Yeah. Lined up to go into Bubba Gump's instead of going to get the Loco Moco from the...
Well, Brian, it's true. Bubba Gump's probably has chicken fingers, so it's a safe place to go.
Anywho, so this BuzzFeed story, it was something that really I had never really thought about. You know, how do we break down countries by what their school lunches look like?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you the link.
Yeah, I've checked it out.
And this started, evidently, there was a California school lunch picture that went viral.
Yeah, and that, so the lineage is that. That picture went viral, and they compared it to all other states or other states' lunches here. And then now it's like, well, let's take a peek around the globe. And we're seeing, you know, this link is pretty awesome. We're seeing some really good looking stuff. And we're seeing some people that are mailing it in.
All right. I just emailed you the link, Angela, so you can pull it up. All right. So now the first thing you notice is this California lunch is really, that's not representational of what we eat in America.
I'm trying to think of what was, I saw the picture, but I can't remember what was on the plate.
There's like cantaloupe.
Yeah.
There's like maybe eggplant and some apples and a sandwich. That is not what Detroit, Michigan looks like at noon today.
No.
In fact, outside of California, that may not be anywhere America, right? So if you look at that first tray. They got the silverware. It has to be apples, right? And it looks like maybe eggplant and some sort of. It looks like a cantaloupe, some sort of lope.
A lope.
Right?
Yeah.
And then what is maybe a sandwich? I don't know what's wrapped in the foil.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you're looking at the picture then.
Yeah, I am looking at it.
That is not at all what I remember school lunches looking like.
No, I could tell. I still try to replicate some of those recipes. The rectangle pizza, the chicken slop.
Oh, my God.
I like that stuff.
Why?
I don't know. It's what
Dude,
I had.
You are so weird sometimes.
80 cents. I had it.
Chicken slop.
Yeah, chicken slop's awesome.
That's right. What we called
so
it.
So there's zucchini, radish, that's avocado like slices, that. Grapefruit, mm-hmm. apples in the bag, and a bean and cheese burrito. Okay.
There's no way I could eat all that.
I couldn't either. There's also no way that looks like most American kids' school lunch.
No, that's like the school lunch that they have on Victorious.
Radishes? I mean, if you try to serve. All right. So then we go to Canada.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
And they've got pierogies and a sausage with a bottle of Diet Pepsi. And it's $15.
Oh my
and the pre-packaged like mayonnaise that somebody had to scoop little 2 ounce portions and lid. Oh.
Put them in a little plastic container. Yeah. All right. China, it looks like lamb skewers with a mix of corn and peas and bamboo shoots.
That what that is?
Julienated carrots, lotus roots, snow peas, wood ear mushroom mix, and a big thing of rice. And that weird soup spoon they do when you go to Asian restaurant.
I was thinking about buying some of those.
Were you really?
I don't know why. They just work.
And then Colombia, where evidently they have no meat.
Yeah. What are the three ball things?
I don't even know.
There's just three in this stuff.
Ooh, these are pretty good. Savor them.
It looks like watermelon? You got beans, you got rice. You got corn and then maybe guacamole, some sort of.
Is that meat?
Maybe. That looks like more beans. Yeah. Maybe that's salsa on the right hand side.
I don't know. It looks
I don't know what's in the cup to drink, though. That looks suspicious. Somebody's
saying
to
that's
me.
A dessert of some sort.
No, the small cup. Oh. I'm talking about the silver cup that looks all kinds of suspect.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Czech Republic. I don't even know where to begin.
That was taken with a flip phone from 1990.
It looks like some sort of mashed potato mystery meat, some fruit juice box, and some weird meat soup.
I probably can. Yeah, that soup is gelatinous, and I don't know what that is.
Now, Denmark, which I really want. This is the one area of the world, Iceland, Greenland, Norway, I want to go to bad. I mean, I really want to.
Hmm. Well, that doesn't look so bad.
I don't know what it is. Is that a mushroom or is that meat?
It's got real silverware.
Or is it fish?
I'm okay with it.
They eat a lot of weird fish stuff there.
I don't think I would eat that.
No?
Uh-uh.
I think that looks
I don't think interesting. Maybe I'd see if those are potatoes.
Now, the next one here is what you got to look at. We're going to take a little trip to Estonia. And once again, the mashed potatoes, the mystery meat stew. What is in the glass?
Yeah. Forget the glass.
Is that like yogurt? I mean, it looks like...
It's chunky.
Yes.
Yeah. You get those carrots out of there, and I'm all for whatever Estonia's got.
You don't like carrots?
No.
It looks like a pot pie that you've just taken apart.
Without crust.
Yes. Yeah. I think I could eat that.
Finland, they got the milk and the bread and the butter and a salad. They got some meat there, maybe some potatoes, maybe some sort of squash. I don't know.
Maybe that's their Thanksgiving. I mean, that is a robust meal.
That's a meal.
Who eats that? Mm-hmm. That's lunch?
Now, here's why we hate France. And we always will. Their lunch includes foie gras.
Look how messy that table is.
Huh?
Look how messy that table is.
Oh, no. That they would call it something else. Mm-hmm. Very pretentious while smoking a cigarette.
That is too much food.
Foie gras with school lunch.
I've never even had that.
It's overrated. Yeah, and it's terrible for, like, if you have any kind of human feelings.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I know hypocritically that it all ends the way it ends for us to eat.
Yeah.
So I try not to, like, get on that bandwagon. Yeah. But I think if you're serving this as school lunch, it's a little overboard. Germany looks sort of very efficient, doesn't it? Kind of like they build their cars.
Yep.
Totally into that. Could do that.
But it looks mildly Italian.
It looks very Italian.
And the janky kind of Italian, too.
Oh, wait till you get to the next one.
It's the noodles with a little sauce over the top.
And by the way, less than €2.
That's good.
So not only are they efficient, but they're cost effective. Now, Italy,
yeah,
that's a weird combination.
It is.
Now, that pizza looks like pizza in Italy.
Yeah.
We've Americanized pizza here. If you go to Italy to have pizza, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But you'll get arugula. I mean, it's all like, very flat crust, very, very light on the sauce.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, but it's nothing like Pizza Hut or something that you would get here, right?
Yeah, I think I'm down for Italy's lunch.
Yep.
I can do this.
But I didn't notice the French fries like that kind of when I was over there. Japan kind of looks like it. Well, first of all, they're having way more vegetables, I think, than we are. Yeah. And the Korea one, that looks about right. I've had enough Korean meals in my life. Mm-hmm.
Japan's selling you some Dinty Moore stew and like a chicken cutlet.
Yeah. I like the mixed veggies.
And then what's up in Romania? You're getting like a carton of milk and a roll.
Wow.
They're like, deal with it.
Jeez.
They're like, this is all you need. There's water out back too.
Didn't Nadia come and eat? Isn't she Romanian? Yes. Like, how in the world do you get to the Olympics on that?
Is there anything stuffed in the roll? Is that just a plain roll? Oh my God. Nope.
Sweden looks pretty good.
That's okay.
Got a nice big thing of watermelon with some mushrooms and looks like some vegetable salad.
You know, and they kind of get a bad rap for their cuisine. But
I'm not quite sure what that mayonnaise thing is on top of the meat.
It's just to make it look colorful. I don't know.
That's a meat stew on rice, a bean salad.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
Yeah. Switzerland. Now, is this what you get when you go to IKEA?
No, you get.
I thought the meatballs were a thing.
Yeah, but not with marinara. They come with like a brown gravy, if you will, and then lagenberries and things like that with it.
Mm-hmm.
My two least favorite vegetables.
And everybody always talks about like Switzerland. That's $12.75 for school lunch, American.
Whoa!
For some peas and carrots and chickpeas and a couple of meatballs.
Yikes!
I can afford it. Thailand looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Chicken, herbs, and vegetables.
Not a big fan of gray meat.
You don't like no gray?
Isn't that generally steamed?
I think oxidized.
That's pretty military grade, I think, right there, right?
It doesn't look bad.
Good to see that in Turkey, their cafeterias are shared by convicts, apparently.
Hang on a second, Mr. I love the environment. Wouldn't that be a more effective way to have metal trays that last and not throwing all that away?
It absolutely is. It's just the ones we see in the movies.
Yeah, that's because you hit somebody in the face with it.
Right.
That looks like some rice, meat stew, and some plums.
Okay. Yeah, it looks okay.
Yep.
All right. That would be, I'd love to go. We just need to go to like, see if we can get an Eisenhower lunch and see.
That's interesting.
You would not recognize it today, at least from my generation.
When I substitute taught many years ago at MacArthur, the same lunch lady was there and she remembered me.
Really?
And it was glorious.
It was
glorious. Got that rectangle pizza. I got that half scoop of mashed potatoes. Oh, man. I love school lunch.
Dude, that's the weirdest.
That is pretty weird.
Yep. Yeah.
I get when years later glorious. People talk about losing the state championship game by that much. The lunch lady and the pizza and the mashed potatoes.
I'm holding on to that little rectangle biscuit that you'd get. Barely a portion.
I think the metal trays we should bring back.
Yeah, I think so. I'm fine with that.
We throw away so much. That might not be a bad idea.
That is actually a trend through a lot of the international ones. We're real silverware.
Yes.
You know, you have to get those garbage cans with the magnet
lids,
though.
I'm sure some risk manager somewhere said, nope, public schools in America, they'll kill each other with forks.
Away. Exactly right.
Just
gets
thrown away.
Yeah.
Go scrape it and the knife goes down.
It's
the fork
goes little down. Things like this that makes me, it's why I love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the one piece of advice, because people get all worked up and they want to take their comfort zone with them everywhere they go. Lean into what other people do. They're not the enemy. They're not scary. They just do things differently.
Yeah.
And you might like it.
Yeah, reach out.
For sure.
Go to Italy, have a pizza, maybe have some fries, you know?
Yeah.
I remember the first time going to Hawaii going, I don't like fish. I'm not going to like the food here. But the fish there is not the same as the fish here.
No, it's called fresh.
It's so good.
You know why? Because they're in an ocean.
I know. It goes from right over there.
So for the entire time, that's all I eat is their fish. But when I go this time, I am going to Bubba Gump's and I'm getting Brian a shirt.
Okay. I'm not a Forrest Gump hater, by the way.
No, I know.
I'm not a huge fan, but I'm not a hater. I went to the movie theaters and saw it.
I love that movie.
Does it hold up? When was the last time you watched it?
Oh, geez. Probably 3 years. A month ago.
It's a little more depressing than you'd remember. That's the one thing when you stop and think about it, it's pretty sad.
It is very sad.
Here's what you do in Hawaii is you go to the little mom and pop shops.
Yep.
Where they do the plate dinners and you can pick, you want pork, you want chicken, you want beef, you want vegetarian. You do the little mom and pop shops. It's inexpensive. It's way better than like the overpriced resort crap. They make it look pretty and carve up the pineapples and all that. But if you want the real Hawaiian food, you go to those little mom and pop shops.
Yeah. What's the place?
What island are you going to?
We're going to go to Oahu and Kauai. So just a few days on Oahu.
So there is a place in Honolulu, right? Is that where you're staying?
I believe so, yes.
All right, we'll do the break. I'll tell you about it.
I'm going to look it up.
Internationally famous. I'll tell you exactly what to get. But it's one of those, like, you get the paper, like the carton, you know, take out. You can eat right out of the carton. Oh. Yeah. And, you know, you can't pick a bad place to eat because the entire place is paradise.
It is, yeah.
Sit on the beach. Here's Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 27. For Saturday, increasing clouds, high near 40, chance of evening rain and snow. And for Sunday, cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:24.
Hey, John, when you think of the word supply chain, what's your next impulse?
No, turn off the news, run for cover, start whimpering.
Yeah, well, a customer of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World wrote in that they visited the store wanting to buy a microwave.
Something that used to be so simple.
Oh, right. You know what they walked out with?
Let me guess. A microwave.
Exactly. Dick Van Dyke had what they needed in stock, and the customer also remarked as to how helpful the salespeople were, too. Supply chain problems are still a thing, but this customer got the help they needed, and they wrote in to thank us.
You know, a little less whimpering in today's world can't be a bad thing.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Supply chain issues are minimized when you have multiple locations and people who know how to help you with your next purchase. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy
from us, you get the whole. Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Something makes you want to just go to your left and do maneuvers.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this music. I was born to be a pip.
That would have been fun.
That one, I want to see that. I want to Photoshop them right into that. That would be so awesome.
All right. When you're in Honolulu, go to the Rainbow Drive-In and sort of think of it as like Honolulu's version of Crackles. Where the locals go, the tourists go. There's usually, it's a walk up. You can get there. It's right at the end and then up a little bit from Waikiki Beach and get the Loco Moco.
All right. And I've got it pulled up. Looks like there's several.
Yeah, they've got them kind of all over the place. There's also a Maui Tacos that's on that where they do a whole salsa bar that is like better than any I've ever. You could do fish, pork, chicken, or beef tacos, and their salsa bar is just unbelievable.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I love salsa.
Me
bars.
Too. Oh, I love salsa. Mm.
And then go get the lunch plates. You know, anybody that does that, you know, where you can just kind of build your own plate. Yeah. But the better the mom and pop shops, the better off you are, the more of those you do.
Oh, there's your favorite Loco Moco with rice picture.
Yeah, it's two hamburger patties on a bed of rice with a special gravy with two fried eggs on top. And then they serve it with the Hawaiian macaroni salad, which is so good. Something about the combination of those flavors. And the gravy's very unique. I mean, it's not unique like fancy. I mean, it's very simple, but it's got a great flavor.
Yeah, it looks good.
Huh?
It looks good.
Oh, it is. And there's, you know, what's crazy is like the Loco Moco, there's like everybody will have a slightly different variation, you know, depending on where you go.
Well, they have a Loco Moco bowl too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, you can get it all in a,
Yeah, plate bowl.
Yep. There you go. But I'm
put it in a blender, serve it.
Yeah,
with a straw.
Yeah. That looks like what they're doing over in Sweden or wherever that glass and stuff was. All right. So enjoy that. And I'm going to see if we can't go do some lunch investigation in the schools, Nick.
Yes, please.
I want to see what it looks
like. It's going to be glorious.
Since I know what kind of pleasure this brings you now.
Dude, I'd.
Just don't make it weird.
Cool.
No,
I'll play
just
it cool.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
I'm cool, guys. I'm cool.
I just want to go see. I don't think you're gonna be able to help yourself. I just want to see what it looks like versus my memories of like where you had the pizza line, then they had the big refrigerated container full of the milkshakes.
Yeah.
That was exotic.
Yeah. Slide your tray down, scoop. Here's your
now kids can get bean sprouts.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
I don't think they charge anybody either.
Here?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think the entire district is a free lunch program. So you think about that versus like the $12.75 or whatever it costs in Switzerland. Yeah. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. It was 80 cents for hot lunch when I was a kid.
80 cents.
So just for point of reference.
How do you remember that?
Because I had to have my 80 cents because I wasn't bringing my lunch. I'm not eating an old cold bologna sandwich. Let me have my...
Yeah, I went through the line too. Ours was similar to that, yeah.
80 cents.
It might have been like a $1.
You guys sound so old right now.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Angela's in with us today. We have a lot to get to, a lot. Only one half hour left. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The city of Decatur and the police department are encouraging businesses and residents to register external security camera systems with DPD and update their systems regularly. Video recordings of incidents or crimes can be crucial evidence to assist with police investigations. NowDecatur.com has the full story. In sports, a rough night for Fighting Illini basketball. Illinois fell behind by as many as 19 points in the first half and never really recovered, losing to Indiana 80-65 in Champaign. The Illini's four-game losing streak comes to an end. Terrence Shannon led Illinois with 26 points. Nobody else scored more than 10. The Illini are off until Tuesday when they host Ohio State. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, check out our website anytime. We're located at nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says there's no there there and has no regrets about how the discovery of classified documents at his home and former office has been handled.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating and looking forward to getting this resolved quickly.
The president in California after an aerial tour of storm damage. Former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley tells Fox she's close to deciding if she'll run for president, having said earlier she would not run if former President Trump does, which he is.
When I said that was before we surrendered to Afghanistan. It was before we saw this high inflation and high crime. It was before we saw drugs infesting all of our states. It was before we saw our foreign policy in disarray. So a lot has changed.
She's 51 and says it's time for generational change. America's listening to Fox News.
So, I'm about to graduate from nursing school, and you know what? Everyone is hiring nurses right now. But where's the right place to start my career? I want to be supported while I learn, with opportunities to grow. And I want a place where I feel valued. So, I'm choosing Memorial Health. Memorial has amazing training facilities, tuition assistance, and so many options for clinical experience. Want to be coworkers? Apply online at jobs.memorial.health/nursing. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 27. For Saturday, increasing clouds, high near 40, chance of evening rain and snow. And Sunday, cloudy with a high near 38. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 30 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
But Dad, it's smoky. Remember that television commercial?
I do.
That Rainbow Drive-In, just to give you another reason why you would like to go there, there was a gentleman by the name of Seiju Ifuku, who was born in Okinawa in 1915, moved to Hawaii and joined the army and learned to cook while he was in the 100th Battalion in World War II fighting for us. And then after learning how to cook, opened what would become then in 1961, the Rainbow Drive-In, which now has multiple locations across all of the state of Hawaii.
They have a Maui or a mahi-mahi sandwich I saw on the menu, but everything else, it seems like they could bring it to the mainland
Does the mainland want it?
Probably in some places it would do pretty well. It would not do well here, probably.
Well, and here's the thing, though. I don't know why we adopt some but not others.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember Todd Mason of the Beach House.
Of course.
He owned... you can't see it from here, but one of these buildings over on the other side of Merchant Street.
Yep.
And I always told him about the Maui tacos thing. Like, that would have been a late night sensation. When everything shuts down, you'd sell the hell out of those things.
Oh, yeah. 2 a.m. tacos?
Yes. Now, food trucks now have become kind of more, maybe there's a, but I don't know why people don't do the Hawaiian food thing here.
Ugh.
I mean, I don't know why. It's good. Like, they're famous for, like, their macaroni salad is the best macaroni salad you will ever have ever.
Hmm. Is it mayonnaise based?
It's sweeter.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
What?
I'm a vinegary person as opposed to a sweet. I think you're one or the other.
Can't you be both?
I don't think so. I can't. Like,
if you identify with this is what my salad tastes like, then that's.
But it is
foreign.
Hawaii, so I'll probably like it. But I don't make my chili with sugar either. Everybody puts sugar in their chili.
Yeah, I don't.
It's wrong.
I don't either.
It's wrong.
Cinnamon is terrible in chili, and that's the whole Skyline thing.
Lindsay and Zane do that. They do the rolls with chili.
Oh, yeah.
The cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
What?
The weirdest thing I've ever.
Interesting. Huh.
No.
I agree. I draw my line there. So we sit at a table and they're
that's weird, Lindsay.
They look
very
one
strange.
Way and mine looks the other way. I don't. But you know what? I hate even admitting that because that means I won't try it.
Give it a shot and then go ahead.
At this point in my life, I know what a cinnamon roll tastes like and I know what chili tastes like,
and
it's just not the two things I want to put together.
Yeah.
I knew somebody who put Pepsi in their chili.
Yeah. What? Oh, that's a soda is not too uncommon as a liquid to be used in there. Yeah. Cola.
Okay. No.
Or like Dr. Pepper too.
And in my mind, I feel like chili already works.
Yeah, it does.
And there's lots of ways of chili.
Yes. Now I prefer more meat in my chili.
Less
clumpy
beans.
or little like coney style.
Either way.
Okay.
Good either way with that. But I like the meat to bean ratio has to be more favorable to the meat.
Do you like other kinds of meat, like say the steak or the
yeah, I don't
chicken.
Need that. I mean, chicken, no.
You don't like white chicken chili?
Oh, I like
white I'm not chili. The white chili okay. guy. I don't hate it.
Sure.
But I mean, if I'm going to have a bowl of chili. Now, I also don't understand the people that want to make it so ungodly hot that you can't right. enjoy it.
That's me.
I like tasty hot.
Why?
I like it.
Everybody else you're with can't stand it.
What you do is you make your pot of chili yeah. and then you sublet a second. Yeah, you do your own thing.
This is the one thing I'll lean into a lot. I really will. Travel, go do they as they do. They have this grappa drink stuff all over, you know, Croatia and Slovenia that like you do these shots of and there's like every flavor.
Is it alcohol?
Imaginable. Yes. I'm going to go, all right, I'm all in. What's this one? Cinnamon. Great. Okay. All right. We're doing pineapple, whatever. But I don't ever want to go to a place to eat where if I can finish a bowl, I get my name on a wall. Right.
I do.
What do you put in your chili to make it like I have, fire alarm hot?
I have the last dab, which is there's a show, the hot ones, and it's the 10th one at the end.
Ah.
You put a little bit of that, some ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper. Yeah, I love hot
Carolina
sauces.
Carolina Reapers?
Yeah.
No.
I love that
Anything
stuff.
Anything that you have to put gloves on to handle, I'm not eating.
Exactly right.
And I don't care if it's chicken. Plutonium or if it's...
That's fair.
All right, well, I'm glad you do. I mean, you knock yourself out. The idea of like, we're going to make this so uncomfortable for you that if you accomplish it, we're going to put your name on a wall.
Yeah. Dude, could you imagine your name's just up there?
No, we don't care at all.
That'd be awesome. People like that guy.
All kinds of list of idiots I don't want to be on.
That guy would be like, hey, he finished that chili bowl. He must be somebody.
I like tasty hot. Don't give it so hot.
I stand in the post office and go, that guy's
numb.
Wanted.
Yeah.
right. He's on a wall.
He's a legend. Angela, do you like Chipotle flavor?
Yes, I love Chipotle.
Not the restaurant, the flavor.
No, the flavor. The flavor, yeah. Absolutely.
With the smoky adobo sauce.
Yes, I love the smoky. I've never been to that restaurant.
Oh, really?
I haven't either.
It's good?
What's good about it?
The ingredients are fresh. They grill their steak right in front of you. I mean, it's pretty good. It's overpriced, but it's solid.
Okay, so I mean, I never know about like, you know, I mean, I've never understood the allure of Olive Garden, and I don't mean that knocking it. Yeah. If you like that, what do they do that's better than what other Italian places
do? Or what I can do at home,
right?
I mean, people talk about the breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
They're breadsticks,
fine.
But are they that? I mean, but the people talk about them like it's a religious experience.
I had some that did not have the garlic salt on them, and they are not even, they're barely passable.
Okay.
They need that good coating to make them.
And they got the salad,
extra.
Right? Which is,
and
I think,
soup, or the soup. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. And this, I'm not being pejorative. I just never have understood people's excitement around it. Like it's some special kind of thing.
Yeah. If you go to quote unquote real Italian restaurants, we have one here in town. This food does not compare to it, but if you just take it as it is, you've got a full, you just have the full service.
But it is kind of what I'm talking about when we Americanize things, right? It's not really authentic Italian. It's our version of what we think Italian should be.
Or what the bulk of people are eating. You know, it's like...
In Italy?
No, here.
No, I know, but
yeah,
we're
just adapting.
But you're calling it an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And so what that really means is that's America's version.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Epcot, you know, kind of thing about, you know, what we call Italian food. I like the mom and pop's places.
Me too.
If we're going to do, you know, and we do that really well, Mexico.
Oh, yes.
Dude. I could take you on a tour.
And I've fallen in love with one that I'm stuck on that I can't, period.
Mm.
Yep.
I have two favorites and then I rotate everybody else in. I love it. Because it's different. It's got subtle differences. I love them.
Well, if you've been, and here is the difference too, right? Because we've done that with Mexican restaurants before. Was it Carlos O'Kelly's?
I worked there.
Did you really?
You worked everywhere. Every time somebody brings up a chain
restaurant.
Well,
he's been working since he was an embryo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Started my paper out when I was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved Carlos. All my friends worked there.
But that wasn't really Mexican food.
No, it was Tex-Mex, in fact. They didn't even sell it as such. It was Tex-Mex.
Well, that was the whole name because, you know, O'Kelly's not a popular Mexican name. But now we have La Perlita, which is like authentic. Oh. I mean, I've been to Mexico. That's what the food is like.
Love it there. Love it. It's one of my two favorites.
And it's kind of when you start traveling the world, the first shock you have is when you get to Mexico and you realize, oh, I've been sold a lie.
Oh, yeah.
What I thought was Mexican food isn't, in fact, Mexican food. Right? You get to Italy and you go, wait a minute.
Wait, you're not
we don't even
out,
know what Italian
you're
is.
You're not pumping out Mexican pizzas and nacho fries?
Yeah. You know what they don't drink there? Corona.
But I'll tell you what, Mexican margaritas, real authentic Mexican margaritas,
are very different too.
Ooh.
But they're good, right?
Oh yeah, you only need about 4 ounces and you're good.
So La Perlita is where I'm stuck. I mean
you can't go wrong
because
with
I know I'm gonna love it.
Yep,
it's not a risk. I mean, I know I'm gonna love it.
Yeah, it's watching The Office or Friends or whatever.
Yes,
you know what you got.
Have you been there?
I have not. I have my one restaurant.
And what is your one restaurant?
That would be El Rodeo.
Okay.
So, yes.
That's a proximity thing.
Probably. There's also one in Clinton that I like, too.
I'll give, since we're giving shout-outs.
Is there an actual authentic Mexican restaurant in Clinton?
There is. There was the, what is the name of that?
Well, we went to Cinco de Mayo. We like Cinco de Mayo. Mm. But there's also the one that used to be over in the Walmart Plaza. I don't know if it's still there. Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, there was one right on their main road. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. It's not there anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you two Decatur shout-outs.
El Ranchero or something like that.
Charro, the new one out at the old Bennigan's.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Excellent. Done real well.
That's like the third Mexican restaurant that's been in that one.
Yeah, but
it?
Amazing service. Attention to detail. Quality food. Okay. Love it. And then Mi Lindo Tizapan, which is out by Brush College Road, and they've got these quesabirria tacos. Forget it. Forget it.
On Brush College?
I think that.
Oh, yeah, it used to be the old Jan's East End Grill.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have not tried that.
Money back guarantee on the quesabirria.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
And
so
then I would tell you that the Al Pastor at La Perlita is unbelievable.
Yeah, burrito truck's good.
That's
too,
one of my husband's favorite dishes. So, and you said queso burrito?
Burria.
Burria?
Yep.
Okay.
It's got a dip and au jus.
So you get like the somehow they do the shells that are like, you can't make it at home like that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get the pork and the seasoning and the onions, and then they get you the fresh lime, and then they've got great salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So good.
And that's your
We could do a whole
one.
Series on this. I can tell you about all of them.
Maybe we should just have them come in and feed us one Friday morning.
Hey, I'm okay with Mexican in the morning.
Imagine my day starting and ending with that.
Well, listen,
I get made fun of all the time, Brian. But Jen's like, dude, we just had Mexican. I'm like, and I'll have it three times a day.
And Mexicans eat it every day.
I know.
It's okay.
What if that was... this is
I
fantasy.
Watch Netflix documentaries about Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't. I
you get hungry and you have
I salivate.
Yeah.
All right. Let's maybe we'll just do.
I straight up can't, Angela.
Let's just do. Listen. All right. Here's the deal. I'll pay. All right. And every Friday we'll just maybe we try a new Mexican dish or a Mexican dish from one of our local places.
I'm in on that. And I'll chip
totally
in.
Totally. And
I remember when the Olympics were in Korea.
Yeah.
When they were.
Oh yeah.
We had the Korean place come in and serve up.
It was
all
Cocomero.
Of
it's Cocomero. Not Coco Day.
Yeah. And it was wonderful.
Oh yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. They came to. I was on the afternoon show. They came and did that too. And I'm like, goodness, you have a lot more.
You
than
guys
I
stole our idea.
No, it was in. It was in unity. It was in unison.
Were you working the morning and the afternoon
shift? I think
shifts,
I might
have had breakfast, lunch,
actually,
and almost dinner.
That might have happened, Angela. It might have been. Because I was double duty.
Pound for pound, they consumed a lot more calories on the afternoon show than the morning show. Just saying.
Oh, shoot.
Let's do that for the next several Fridays.
That'd be fun.
Oh, thank you.
Look at
man. What a
he
day.
He is in a Mexican coma right now.
Love it. It's my favorite part of the weekend.
Well,
but he had the same reaction to the mashed potatoes and pizza from MacArthur High School, so I'm starting to see.
Yeah.
equal opportunity. He just gives equal opportunity.
All right. When we get back here on the other side of the break, the longest study on human happiness found out the key to a good life.
Eating Mexican food. Well,
evidently, I'm rethinking this whole segment because clearly all we have to do is just go like, let's hang a slab of meat and marinate it right here where we're sawing that off.
Some chimichurri.
The Harvard study of adult development. And this is literally like the longest study on human happiness in existence. Today.
Longest meaning longest running. They've been doing it for
What is the key to happiness? I read it and I felt a little depressed.
Oh no. Okay.
Which means there's a shot for me because we're polar opposites on stuff like that. Hey, that's right up that guy's alley.
All right. We'll do that on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
One night only. Save the date for Cirque Zuma Zuma at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center February 4th. As seen on America's Got Talent, this troupe of acrobats and dancers will amaze you with nonstop action and incredible feats, showcasing a variety of traditional African dance, including South African gumboot dancers, Gabonese tumblers, Tanzanian chair and handstand balancing, contortionists, and more. Join us for this exciting family-friendly event. Get your tickets now at KirklandFineArts.com or call 217-424-6318.
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone like Susan. We just clicked after realizing we each have a strong sense of self and share the same core values in life.
After taking our advanced personality test, Daniel and Susan matched on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want. Sign up today at silversingles.com/date. That's silversingles.com/date.
Paid actors representing true customer testimonials. Names have been changed.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you.
What is the playlist today, just out of curiosity?
Motown.
It's been some really obscure picks for Motown.
I've been doing
some of
that.
Them have been right on.
I was trying to come off
someone else's playlist. I don't know if you can take credit for that.
Well, there's like 300 songs. So I'm pulling some of the I'm not going with the right down the middle.
Here's the interesting thing. If I hate it, Nick goes, it's a playlist. I don't have anything to do with it. All right.
I knew you'd like Motown.
No, I love Motown, but I'm saying there have been some obscure Motown. I mean, you gotta go kind of deep into the catalog for some of those, which is good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Harvard study of adult development has established a strong correlation between deep relationships and well-being. All right. That the most important key to a good life is deep relationships.
Okay.
You buying that?
Probably. Yeah. I think there's a big.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that this is different for everyone. Some people have lots of friends.
Yeah.
Some people have a very small number of friends, but they're closer to those friends mm-hmm. than the superficial sort of, I have lots of friends. Don't you think?
Can't you be both? Can't you be both? Yeah, that you're social and, hey, this is my group that we do
to
things.
To me, it's a different definition. Yeah. I mean, then it maybe it means we got to come up with a different word. I mean, but when one word is sort of the fits all kind of thing.
Because it's more than acquaintance.
People will tell you, no one ever calls anybody an acquaintance. I mean, not really.
Only on your resumes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying though is like,
my acquaintance.
You say like, but people use the word friend, and I think that word has many definitions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I'm not close with a lot of people. Don't need to be. Mm-hmm. Don't have any desire to be. Doesn't mean I hate.
Right.
Just means I got my circle's tight.
I think I have a small circle, yeah.
Some people have gigantic circles. Mm-hmm. And I think those people get a happiness out of being around people, whereas I think closer, tighter people don't feel that way. Like, they don't need to feel that way. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I think that
I don't need to feed off that.
Right. I think that this study is maybe saying that, you know, life is a lot, It's a lot to deal with. And when you have a deep connection with other people that can share in the responsibility or emotionally or physical tasks or whatever, that connection in such a way is lightening of the burden of life.
And I think also the opposite of that. I think that, your need to feel protective of and, mm-hmm. and defense of and you're in it together, you know, that it opens up a lot of areas mm-hmm. of your brain that you wouldn't necessarily do mm-hmm. if it's just about you.
And those things can feed to the positive side of being rewarding. I'm doing a good job of protecting you. And I'm
no doubt. But it is, I think that there are very different people in life, and I'm not, telling you right or wrong. I'm just saying different, that some people that feel that way about everybody they meet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's some people like me that feel that about a very small group of people that you're close to.
I mean, I guess I kind of look at my circle more like a dartboard. Where you have
so you're
your
the Robert De Niro, Greg.
You have your bullseye.
They have nipples too.
Yeah, and you've got your super close ones, and then they go out. Yeah, that'd be me.
Me too.
Yeah,
and I kind of feel like I'm that way because I just think, you know, to keep with the movie theme, when Tommy Lee Jones is explaining to Will Smith that people are stupid, you know, that that persons can be smart, but people in general aren't. And, you know, people love to gossip and people love to stab you in the back and people are, you know, people.
Yeah.
Now you can get down to an individual person level and have that buy-in and trust, but I don't think I have that with large numbers of people. It doesn't mean that I don't have people that I enjoy seeing or whatever, but they're not anybody I'm going to like bring in the inner circle of trust.
Yes. I mean, there's levels.
Reference is messing with your whole spiel in my brain.
I know. Got to keep it light too. Yeah. So now what I don't know is where you fall on that range.
Oh, like my,
I would have guessed Angela and I were similar in that regard.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a lot of dear friends from high school and into college.
Including the lunch lady.
She was awesome. She is awesome. That are very important to me. My family is super important to me. And also I know a lot of people and I enjoy a lot of people, but I'm not given my secrets or my burden of, hey, I need to talk to you about this because I'm hurt reeling. Mm-hmm. That's a smaller, and I have a large family too. So I don't know. I guess I know where I land, to be honest with you.
That's interesting. It was super easy for me to say one or the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, they don't necessarily. They've been doing this since 1938.
Oh.
This study. But it's also Harvard kids.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think skews something somewhere or the other, maybe in a way. I don't know. I can't define that you get exponentially more out of having more of those relationships than you do few of those.
Oh, that's interesting.
As long as
the
you
quantity.
Have
yeah.
the quality.
Mm-hmm. If you can connect and complete the other part of what you're doing with a friend, a spouse, a loved one, a group of friends or whatever, that's probably what they're talking about. The stuff you need to get out, the stuff you need to share, the stuff that you need to weigh in on or need people to weigh in for you. I think that's what they're talking about.
All right. And then I would go one step further to tell you that I believe all that has changed dramatically with the advent of social media.
Mm-hmm. And for the worse or the better?
Both.
I think
but
you're right.
More worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think overall more worse. Because now everybody has an opinion on everything in your life, or the people that always, I mean, the people that share stuff on social media, you know exactly who I'm talking about. That you would only share to a very close, tight friend, and they're just throwing it out there for everybody,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. On the flip side, the good is, hey, I don't see you often, but I can reach you 24 hours a day, wherever you're at and wherever I'm at, and we can connect in the way we need to right now. I think that's a positive.
Unless you flip it on the other side of that, is I don't want you contacting
me. I mean, I'm talking about in the healthy.
But the problem is no one can define, the people that are in air cannot see that.
Yeah.
That's right. But I would think like.
That is the truth. That is so true.
If everybody was playing by the same rules, it would be fine.
That's right. But also like there's different rules. Like, you know, the idea is like if you called me, which you did on accident the other night, I assumed that that had some magnitude of importance. You wouldn't normally do that.
That's me.
Right.
But if I'm the guy that does it 70 times a day.
Right.
That's the downside. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like whatever makes you, I don't know how you define happiness in a category or what overall makes, I mean, what does one relationship in your life look like versus five relationships if that one relationship is really strong?
Exactly right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting thing. I've been doing this for a long time, but I would be curious like what life looked like in 1938 versus today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think all this interconnected stuff's nearly as good as everyone else.
Oh, I didn't need to know all of that.
I was just, I don't even consume the news feed anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there but negativity or people sharing way too much.
It's an opportunity to and disqualify people.
I feel they're awkward, like that they can't feel. I feel it for them.
Like, why are you posting that?
Oh, not a good look.
Yeah. I don't need to see that. And I don't because I don't do it.
But. And I get maybe that is what they're looking for, is that connection to make them feel. But I'm awkward
right now, talking about it.
He's
already like, ew.
Can we go back to the Mexican food?
Fine on me. I'm clear my schedule.
He literally was like, yes.
I think that's his happiness in life.
Like
give him a Mexican menu.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can't work that out for next Friday, huh?
That'd be great.
Well, I will call a Perlita people. You got to get some of that. Do you have the weird like Mexican Coke stuff?
I like it.
What's your flavor? What do you like? I like the pineapple one.
I like the orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like carbonated. I mean,
it's called Jaritos or something like that.
Yeah. They've got it in plastic bottles.
Yeah, they do now. That freaked me out. Sometimes I get the Coke.
Do they have lime?
Because I'm like sure
flavored. I don't know what all they have.
Grape.
I just know it's in our refrigerator all the time because our guy goes there like 7 days a week.
Oh.
Brings back jugs of it. Damn. There's always like salsa in that in the fridge.
Championship.
There you go. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can check that out online at nowdecatur.com. Have a great weekend. Doesn't look too bad weather-wise. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.